This is a Caron d'Ache pen. It's Swiss, it's expensive, it's got a lovely design, it writes beautifully. It doesn't do anything any differently than a Bic pen does. This pen costs, I don't know, $400 or $500. This is a Mont Blanc Meisterstück. Some of these can cost as much as $1,000. I like to collect pens. They're beautiful things and I like to write with them. What makes the pen like this so valuable is not that it writes, because that's what a Bic pen does for 79 cents. What makes these pens so valuable, at least in the mind of collectors and buyers and people who love pens, is the design. Design is the essence of 90% of value. It's what makes a Rolex watch so valuable. It doesn't tell time any better than a Swatch does, but there's something beautiful in design. I've been reading Walter Isaacson's biography of Elon Musk. And it's very interesting because Elon Musk, as you know, besides doing SpaceX and all the genius he did there, also basically created the electric car industry. He wasn't the first to make electric cars. A lot of people made electric cars before that. But when Elon Musk got into Tesla, the Tesla business, he looked at electric cars and he said, "We're not going to make it look like a golf cart. They all look like golf carts. I want something that looks beautiful, that people look at and go, my God, I have to have one of those things." That's design. And he was passionate about the design of the car, redesigning everything from the headlights to the taillights to the seats, to the shape of the roof, and spent millions and millions and millions, lost millions, to make the design something that people actually wanted to buy. This is the essence of design. And design, you find, is a powerful force in the clothing business, whether it's Prada or Dior or, you know, Gucci, things that cost a fortune, even though they cost 79 cents to make in China. What you pay for is the design, not that the cloth is any different from what you would get at Walmart. And the same thing is true in the world of music. The Beatles wrote songs, but George Martin in the studio designed them. Phil Spector in Motown designed the Wall of Sound. Design is critical in almost everything that we buy, everything we love, everything we cherish, because it adds value. It adds value because it makes it significant. In a world of competitive things like pens or cars or music or clothing, design differentiates the best from the rest. And people will pay a lot for really beautifully designed things. In a non-competitive world, nobody pays any attention to design. Apple, the iPhone, Steve Jobs was passionate about the design of the iPhone, and the iPhone is a beautiful thing intrinsically besides the way that works. And even the way that works is a function of design. Johnny Ivey, who was his designer for years, made iMacs and MacBooks and Lisas and all those products that came out of Apple and made Apple one of the most valuable companies in the world, was not so much they worked well, I mean, they do work well, but even the functionality was a function of design. In non-competitive environments, design doesn't matter. In Russia, during the Soviet Union, there were three cars, the Moskva, the Zil, and the Lada. And have you ever seen a Lada? They're all pieces of junk, because it would have been crazy to sit there and go, "We haven't designed a car that's beautiful," because it was functional. The car went, it had four wheels, it had a steering wheel, and that's all you needed to make the thing go. In the news business, because most of the news business were non-competitive, in the earliest days of news, at least in America and here in Britain, it got shot through the air. You broadcast it. And because the electromagnetic spectrum was limited, you could only carry three networks in America, design was immaterial. We just put the news up, get the story, get the anchor at the desk, do the thing, and we'll get it over and get the facts right. I mean, they were passionate about the journalism, but design didn't really make any difference. But now in the world of news, we live in a very, very competitive environment. There are 1,000, 2,000 news channels, there are cable news channels, and more importantly, everybody and their brother puts news, whatever they consider to be news, up on Instagram or on and TikTok. I read a terrifying statistic that 83% of people between the ages of 16 and 34, social media is their primary source of news and information. This is terrifying. So how do we differentiate quality news, great news, quality news, like a quality pen? How do we differentiate quality news from everything else? And the answer to that, to a large extent, is certainly you have to get the journalism right, and the journalism is good, but the real issue here is design. News design, and something we never really thought about before because we didn't have to. So what constitutes news design? I think there are three things that when you apply the principles of design to news stories are applicable. First is it has to be beautifully shot. There's no question the cinematography has to be spectacular. And there are many good shooters out who do beautiful pictures. But the second part, which I think is the really interesting part, is it not only has to be beautifully shot, but it has to weave with the story. In other words, you have to, a lot of times in news, you'll just find because they lay down the track first, and then it's just B-roll, 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 picture match word, we call it, see dog, say dog. You know, if you say orange cupcakes, there's an orange cupcake. And if you say strawberries, there's a picture of strawberry. And they try to match things all the time. This is a bad way. This is not design. Design has an intrinsic value in terms of telling a story with pictures that resonate and they weave with the story. In other words, one picture logic leads to the next, sequences, and they weave with the storytelling so you feel like you're captured by it. This is the essence of design. And there's another aspect, the third aspect of beautiful shots woven together, and the third aspect of design in news is that it has to make you feel something emotionally, right? If you look at a car, I mean, I'm not much of a petrol head, but I love Jaguar E-types, you know, the XKE. When you look at that, you feel something about the car. When you look at great design, when you look at beautiful design, you feel something emotionally. So news stories design news stories. It's news stories that are concerned with design, not just getting the facts right, but with design, should make you feel something emotionally. So it's a rarity because most news stories are just get the thing on the air, shoot the B-roll, let's go. And this is a function of the way it was done with. One person was the reporter, another person was the camera person, another person was the editor, another person was the writer sometimes. And as a result, when you shot the thing, you didn't shoot the story as an integral part. The visuals weren't an integral part of the construction of the story. They were there to cover whatever the reporter or the correspondent or the writer wrote, right? To say, get coverage. And then the editor would just smack pictures on trying to match them. We need a different approach here. And we need an approach that is concerned with the aesthetics of design in news stories. So the third part of this thing is it has to capture you and it has to make you feel something, and in the pictures and the storytelling reflect an emotion and make you, the viewer, feel something. That's when design works. So I want to show you an example of design that I think really worked really nicely. This was done by a guy named Tom Walters. He was a cameraman, but brilliant storyteller in pictures in its own way. And he did this during one of our boot camps several years ago. He was worked for Spectrum. And as you know, as a cameraman, he worked with big cameras, and we were asking him to work with iPhones, which is all we work with. And this was somewhat upsetting for him because he'd spent his whole life in a very different way of working. And he made a film. We always, in these boot camps, we make two films. And this is the second film that he makes. And it's beautiful because it reflects his own personal story. He weaves in the story of, you know, his mother and having to deal with her house and her stuff. And take a look at it, because to me, this is an example of design in news. It's a beautiful story, and I want you to look at it from a design point of view and see if it makes you feel something.
How did this become my life? I'm in a room surrounded by antiques and snapshots of my mom's past. Pictures from a long time ago. And it all happened in the last year. Maybe I should back up. I'm Tom, and I'm a storyteller of sorts. And this device, it's my paintbrush. A TV news photographer for two-thirds of my life, this part of the world runs on autopilot for me. But now I'm being asked to change. Our company has us taking a class online to learn to evolve.
If you don't care about the characters, you're not going to watch the story.
I'm being asked to use a new paintbrush to tell stories, all shot and edited on a phone. This is getting to be too much, and I need to get away. This isn't just about work. We found out about a year ago my mom has dementia. The past year has been a series of falls, ER visits, and moving her to an assisted living facility. And now I'm expected to find some character.
So at this point, I've just got to clear my head. I'm in some sort of creative rut. I can't figure out what I'm going to do. Every idea I think sucks. So I'm just going to turn off my brain for a few minutes.
I had to close a chapter in my mom's life, And now I'm being asked to do the same thing in my work life. There's just too much going on. Sometimes you need to get away from it all and just not think. Softball's about the only thing in my life that hasn't changed lately. It helps to clear my mind, but then later in the day, reality kicks back in.
So that place we just passed, that was my mom's church. She's probably been there 35, 40 years.
This has been the hard part for my brother and I.
My mom's lived here 54 years, and the hardest part is trying to decide what stays and what gets thrown out because, I mean, she can't live in the house anymore.
Came across these things, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, records from the 50s. This has been the struggle for me, trying to figure out what exactly of her life to throw away. Like I said, I'm a storyteller. And as I reach this crossroads of my life, the real question is, can I change? Can I put away this paintbrush for one that fits in my hand? I'm not really sure how that story will end.